Unmerited Favor, June 23. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, O visit me with thy salvation. Grace is unmerited favor, and the believer is justified without any merit of his own, without any claim to offer to God. He is justified through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, who stands in the courts of heaven as the sinner's substitute and surety. But while he is justified because of the merit of Christ, he is not free to work on righteousness. Faith works by love and purifies the soul. Faith buds and blossoms and bears a harvest of precious fruit. Where faith is, good works appear. The sick are visited, the poor are cared for, the fatherless and the widows are not neglected, the naked are clothed, the destitute are fed. Christ went about doing good, and when men are united with him, they love the children of God, and meekness and truth guide their footsteps. The expression of the countenance reveals their experience, and men take knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus and learned of him. Christ and the believer become one, and his beauty of character is revealed in those who are vitally connected with the source of power and love. Christ is the great depositary of justifying righteousness and sanctifying grace. All may come to him and receive of his fullness. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Have you been looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith? Have you been beholding him who is full of truth and grace? Have you accepted the peace which Christ alone can give? If you have not, then yield to him, and through his grace seek for a character that will be noble and elevated. Seek for a constant, resolute, cheerful spirit. Feed on Christ, who is the bread of life, and you will manifest his loveliness of character and spirit. The very best you can do will not merit the favor of God. It is Jesus' worthiness that will save you, his blood that will cleanse you.